should have seen Deborah back in 75. Those were the days when she was really alive. No polyester suit could keep that woman down. She was famous, like Amos, all over the town. But then Doug Henning came to do a show. He and his lovely wife Wendy came to the Rialto. Doug's powerful magic had cast its spell. Deborah was hooked. For Henning she fell. So Deborah fashioned a plan to take Wendy out. She headed backstage, untroubled by doubt. When Doug and Wendy saw, they thought her a man. But she soon dismayed them with a wave of her hand.
Abracadabra!
She cried, and the lights all went dim. And when the smoke finally cleared, there was her, Wendy, and him. So much for your magic, Wendy replied. And then the Hennings walked off, headed back to their ride. Deborah never recovered, she was never the same. That Henning eventually married a Debbie she found doubly lame. So Deborah sits by herself, not talking too much, full of longing for Henning, her one true love. If I could do magic, I'd go back in time and make sure she never set eyes on that Doug Henning slime. Goodbye, Deborah.
Black power.